In one action, the Senate approved legislation which allows a livestock operator or agent to kill a wolf on public lands in self-defense or the defense of others. The House separately approved a broader measure which extends that right to any animal engaged in killing, wounding, or biting livestock. That move came over the objections of Representative Victoria Steele.
We nearly destroyed the buffalo many years ago. I think you've probably seen the pictures of the carcasses of buffalo in the plains. We're about to do this to the Mexican wolves.
Much of the debate concerns whether wolves, which were here until at least 1930, should be reintroduced to Arizona beyond a small area in the eastern part of the state. Senator Gail Griffin said that would create problems.
The prey base in Cochise County, if they expand it, are cattle, a few whitetail, pets, and our children.
One bill actually contains language saying the federal recovery program, quote, introduces a brand new population of dangerous alpha-level predators and varmints into vast areas of land that have not seen wolves since the 1930s. Wolves, the measure says, are, quoting again, unpredictable and dangerous. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.